The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at FBHW. Nick in Albany, New York. He writes, "Hey, buds, I've been listening 16 or 17 years. Thank you. Never had a reason for a show coin flip, but my wife and I are conflicted on when to deliver the news." Wait, am I allowed to read this? As I read this, I'm like, oh, am I going to spoil anything? I hope not. "Deliver the news that we're having a baby. She wants to tell everyone after our first appointment tomorrow. I would like to break the news at Christmas. Can I get a coin flip to decide? Thanks in advance."
Can't wait like 3 days?
Yeah, relax, man. Yeah. Just relax.
Now, the coin is for 50-50 decisions.
Also, yeah. I want to know, fella who wrote in, how long have you known? Like, how far along are you?
Well, first appointments usually...
Because sometimes, yeah, like, if you just found out and she's, like, 10 weeks...
Yeah, don't tell...
You should shut the hell up for a lot longer than Christmas Day.
Don't tell until 3 months.
Because sometimes...
Yeah, it was...
Sometimes things go wrong. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things don't go the way that you want. And then you have to tell everyone again. And that sucks.
But I mean, maybe this is the appointment where they're finding out the gender or something.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's usually 20.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I think there's a, like, that rule that you've been told, you wait through the first trimester just in case. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's good for if people want to share the news, if they're comfortable talking about miscarriages, because those are sadly very, very normal. So if you're sharing it with the understanding this could really be something that changes your life in a really positive way, and you have this baby, and you know everybody wants happy and healthy.
Yeah.
No matter what happens along that process, whether you lose the baby or whether the baby comes out different than you expected, which a lot of parents have to prepare for that or don't.
You're right.
No, I mean, I know it's true, but also if you tell everybody that you're excited, that means when you're extremely sad,
you have to tell everyone you already told.
Yeah. So like that happened to us once, and we weren't that far along, and we had told. Luckily, we had only told my parents and I think maybe her sister or something like that, and then it ended up being Tubal, and that's that, and you know, and then it was like, hey, we have really bad news. You know, it's really sad, and then you have to share it, you know. So and it was fine because it was a small enough. But if we had told everyone. Then you got to tell everyone, and then you get the, we're really sorry, and you go, I just don't really want to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And with that, too, a lot of times with the sharing, just to be on the other side of it, it is nice when you do have to share if somebody says, I'm glad you shared that because I went through it, too, and I didn't tell anybody because it's such a personal thing to go through, and for so long, people just didn't talk about miscarriages, and I do appreciate that. There's a platform for that now. I'm not sure that I could be able to do that. I would be so sad, I think. But
I know,
being
I know somebody,
able to talk about it, it's a really big change that's happening in the last 20 years.
I know somebody that has two grown kids now and grandkids. But when they started trying to have kids when they were in their mid-20s, like they were a couple that got married and they knew they were going to have kids, they had 8 miscarriages before they finally made it to term with their oldest daughter. And the dad, who's the friend of mine, he's like, yeah, just people didn't talk about it. So my poor wife was internalizing all of it. And he goes, it's a miracle we made it through it. And then when they finally opened up about it, because you're right, it has changed a lot in the last 20 years. You know, so boy, who'd have thought the show called Free Beer and Hot Wings, Giant Sausage Fest with Kelly, would be spending so much time talking about miscarriages, huh? What a party.
Are we going to flip this coin or what?
Yeah, flip it. Tell them right away is heads, and tell them Christmas is the Kelly side. Gross. It's the Kelly side. Wait till Christmas.
No, that makes sense. Everybody's together. You're telling everybody at once. Yeah, exactly. What do you want to do, some dumb phone tree? Like, just tell them at once.
Yeah,
that's exactly the exciting way. And then you're making Christmas about you.
And again, you have to wait 3 days.
Yeah.
And if you tell them at Christmas, whatever, you could, like, name the baby Jesus or something. That's
this,
cool. Yeah,
this absolutely. Text, point. What does Kelly know? She's barren.
That's true.
Yeah. It's not true. I don't know if it's true or not. What am I saying?
Nothing can grow in there.
I think I'm fine.
Yeah. It's just a big empty greenhouse, metaphorically speaking.
My boyfriend's listening like, oh, my God, no, please don't give her this challenge.
I'll bet you can't won't grow in that womb of spite.
I'll bet you can't. I'll bet you $20 you can't be pregnant before you get back next year.
Stop it.
$100.
You know I like a good challenge.
I'll bet you $200 you can't come back pregnant.
Quadruple it, and I'll prove you wrong.
$400? Yeah, that's the reason to have a baby.
Okay.
$400 in an 18-year contract.
All right, I have $500 to the next person who can either get pregnant or have themselves be pregnant.
Oh, man.
Steve, looks like you made a bad decision getting your balls chopped up.
Oh, yeah, you're out. Ha.
No, it's all right. I still have like another 8 to 10 emissions before I'm in the clear.
Is that right?
That's what they told me.
Yeah. You have to like run out the old stuff?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
They still live that long?
There's still, still gas in the lines.
Are you like counting them down to your wife? Like, number 9 just went all over the shower. Gonna go for number 8 as soon as the refractory's over.
So is it really like when you shut off the water main and then you turn on the faucets and it runs great for a while and goes?
Yeah.
You're
going.
Does it change color or something? How do you know when you're out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's green at the end.
Yeah, that's when the pus starts.
Nick writes, thanks, guys. I don't think we're going to name the baby Jesus, but we appreciate the other advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly, you had a question about this pregnancy challenge we're starting?
Oh, I don't think it's appropriate anymore. I'm glad I got to sit with that question for a little while.
I know what the question was, and you're right. You should sit with that one for a while.
I know what it was, all right. too.
All right. Let's do the Seinfeld thing. Master of your own domain.
Okay.
We'll do that. That makes more sense. Steve, it's like blowing the sprinklers out before winter. Yeah, where you're winterizing your testicles.
Yeah, I'm winterizing my balls.
Yeah.
Did the doctor give you a little punch card?
No, they just said...
That's one.
They said...
Like getting a free sandwich at Subway or something?
Well, the nurse said 12, and then the doctor said up to 20.
Wow.
Up to 20 more time?
This is the nurse that said, you want to knock one out right now? Wink.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If you hadn't gone cheap, you could have gotten a self-draining system.
It's got a little valve on the bottom. Yeah,
get why don't those you have guys one of the, out of there.
Yeah. Why don't you have one of those dudes come over with the big air compressor on wheels and blow it out all at once?
Stick it in your mouth.
We're still talking about your balls, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we? Are my sprinklers? I'm kind of confused.
Somebody sent a photo of Quagmire from Family Guy with giant biceps on one hand, and it says, Steve coming back after Christmas. I get it. That's a whacking joke in cartoon form.
Yeah. Giggity.
This text from Maine. My company served us all breakfast this morning, and right as Hot Wings said, that's when the pus comes out, was when I took a bite of my egg and bacon sandwich.
Ooh.
This is disgusting.
Oh, man, so yolky. Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did want to read this one. This wasn't advice sent to us. This was advice sent to someone named Judith Martin in England.
Oh, sounds fancy.
Hello.
This person writes, as a gentleman, I offer my wife the first choice when there are two of something. Very kind.
Okay. Okay.
For example, dear wife, I'm reading it as it's written. Dear wife, we have two tomatoes left. Would you prefer the red or the yellow? Her response invariably is, either is fine.
I have no preference.
That's stupid. Nobody wants a yellow tomato.
Yeah,
nobody. I love yellow tomatoes.
They're not as appealing looking.
Oh my God, they're so good.
You hear this, Ron?
I knew you'd pick a second string tomato.
Red flag.
Oh, yeah.
He grows all kinds of tomatoes.
Is there anything you don't settle for? Thanks to Ron for bringing donuts, by the way.
Yeah, he did bring donuts. I nearly fainted when I walked in the studio and saw him.
Yeah.
This guy continues. I contend that it is rude and that proper etiquette would dictate that she choose one rather than deferring the decision back to me. What say you? That's actually how it's written.
What say you?
What say me?
I need to say that more.
What say me?
No, I don't.
I say that she sounds a little indecisive, like most people.
And then conversely, I would also say you, sir, sound a bit indecisive yourself.
You're offering stupid choices no one cares about.
You're trying to be nice, but instead you're just being a pain in the ass.
Here's a great way to look at those basic questions like that, whether it's down to like a tomato or, hey, where do you keep these things? Versus asking those questions, maybe say, hey, here's a solution I thought of, and I thought you'd like this. Like, I was thinking I'd do the red tomato, and I thought you'd like the yellow one for this reason. Like, versus, you know, making them make a decision. If they're indecisive, let them know, I've already kind of thought of this, and maybe this is why you would like it.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Don't write in for advice about tomatoes and other stupid things.
Dumb.
Just decide on your own. You're adults.
Yeah.
Two texts for Steve. This one, my fiance just got a vasectomy and they told him 30 ejacs before he tries anything.
30?
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, also, this one had more to work with.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.